breath again and looking him right in the eye. "Father?" Hamlet gasped in shock. "Why have you come back?" "There is something you must do for me, son," the ghost said. "Your uncle, Claudius, is a liar and a murderer." "A murderer?" Hamlet cried. "Father, what do you mean?" "The day I died, I was resting in my garden," said the ghost. "While I slept, Claudius crept up and poured a deadly poison in my ear. It appeared that I had been bitten by a snake, but the snake, in fact, was Claudius." Hamlet was stunned. "What must I do?" "Take revenge," the ghost ordered. "Kill your uncle, but let your mother rest." Then the ghost began to fade. "And remember me always," it called. Then it vanished. "Remember you," Hamlet said and bent his head. "Of course I will, Father. Always."
Wow. What the ghost just told Hamlet was pretty shocking, even to Hamlet, who already disliked Claudius. Now he knows for sure that he can't trust Claudius either. And we know for sure what kind of person Claudius is. He's not some big hero who stepped in to protect Denmark after the king died. He's a murderer. What do you think Hamlet's going to do? Will he really kill his uncle like the ghost told him to? I'm guessing that powerful Claudius will be a pretty difficult enemy to get revenge on. Let's start reading again right after the big space near the bottom of page 20, where it says, "A few moments later..."
A few moments later, Horatio, Bernardo, and Marcellus caught up with Hamlet. "Are you all right?" Horatio gasped.